The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
With the Leaving Cert coming to an end this week, students and parents will be wondering what to do next. Brian Mooney is here, a guidance counsellor and education columnist with the Irish Times, to explain what the next steps are, from the CAO change of mind to choosing the most suitable course. Brian, you're very welcome.
Good morning, Claire.
This is a sort of a critical time, isn't it? Because you've come through your exams, you take your break, but at the same time, your head is spinning because you're thinking, what did I learn from the exams? Did I really want what I chose back a couple of months ago on the CAO? So this is a big change of mind moment for people, isn't it?
Well, when they made those original choices, Claire, they were school students in uniform like they had been since they were four. And in the last couple of days, they have stepped out, or for a tiny number who'll finish exams tomorrow, most of them are now finished and they've stepped out and they kind of, I've spoken to a number of them the last week. It is a really weird moment when you suddenly realise the last 14 years of your life, the routine of the last 14 years is gone and you are now an adult and your perspective on what you might think of doing next, whether it's a one-year PLC, a CAO course, an apprenticeship or whatever, ultimately you are maybe seeing it with totally new eyes.
But the good news is that you can change your mind at this point.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we call it change of mind, but CAO data would show that the vast majority of current Leaving Cert students anyway, you know, exercise that change of mind. And they have until Wednesday of next week, that is the 1st of July at 5 o'clock, to go in there and look at all of their Level 8 courses, all the Level 7, 6 courses, and make any adjustments that they think are appropriate at this stage.
A lot of people do, don't they, make a change at this
stage? Oh no, the vast majority of current Leaving Cert students, if you look at the numbers, about 50,000 applicants change their mind every year. And if you take out the adults who already know what they want, and you take out those who've done a PLC where they know for the last year what they want, effectively, it's the vast majority of this year's Leaving Certs.
Now, a lot of people are speculating about AI, aren't they? And what jobs AI is going to take and what jobs AI can't take. And it's really impacting the choice that people are making.
It's having a huge effect because students are saying, you know, if I do this particular degree, will I have the kind of role, whether it's law or economic and finance or commerce or whatever, or engineering? And the reality is, Claire, that the nature, if they're thinking of a specific role that an older brother or a cousin or something is doing, the chances are that that specific role may be changed out of all recognition in 4 years' time when they graduate. But that shouldn't change the fact that that, if it is in your heart, what you really are passionate about. Because in another role that I now have working with retirees, I find people who started work in the 80s and things were a bit grim back in the 80s and people who started work and maybe have worked for 40 years in something that really wasn't them and are now trying to find themselves in their 60s. These young people in Ireland today finishing the Leaving Cert or finishing a PLC course, there has never been a greater range of choice between the CAO courses at level 6, 7 and 8, further education opportunities, new tertiary degrees, 87 apprenticeship programs. It is amazing. We are so fortunate in terms of the strength of our economy that people coming out of our school system have such a wide range of choice. So have the courage now to believe in yourself and believe in what you think. The question, it's only one question, Claire. What would get me out of bed on a dirty February cold morning to go to a lecture?
Yeah, it's a great question to ask yourself. It really is. It's all that matters. You have to love what you do. Don't mind AI. There will be a way into, as you have said to me, it's the essence of what you love. You still have to chase it.
You have to chase it. And, you know, I see so many students who come and talk to me in the autumn when they drop out of college. And I'm saying, well, why did you go there? Well, it was the only course I could get in UCD or Trinity or whatever, or my friends were going there or whatever. Listen, guys.
Or somebody told me that's what I should do.
Do, exactly. Ultimately, you're the one who's going to have to engage in that. And over the next week, you should really explore. I was looking this morning at the UCD website. They have a change of mind. And ultimately, all the colleges probably have the same thing where you can actually talk to students in the courses. You can talk to staff because this week is the key week for those decisions. So if you're interested in a course, contact the college, go online if necessary, visit the college. If you think this is going to be my first choice. Well, you're going to have to commute there for 3 or 4 years. Figure that out. You know, if there's costs in accommodation, you don't want to be offered a course and then find that you can't afford to take it up. So you really need to have a conversation at home with your parents. Think about, as I said, what the ultimate passion you have inside is. Look at all of the options, because there are ways into degrees. If you think you want to do a degree and it's 550 points and you think you're going to get 400, at the end of the day, 20% of places every single year are awarded to students out of PLC courses. So somebody can do, I've had so many students, I chair the boards out in Blackrock and Stillorgan and the FE colleges. We get students every single year who do our further education courses and get into courses that are 150, 200 points higher than they get in the Leaving Cert. And they actually excel because they've had a year. So look at your options. And the new tertiary degree programmes, which are basically a combination of FE colleges and universities, they are open to anybody without any reference to points, mm-hmm. based on your suitability for the course. So if you've maybe had a negative experience of education and you're thinking, God, I'd love to go back and do a degree, you can go to the National Tertiary Office, nto.ie, look at what's available in the tertiary degrees and apply for them now, because that gives you an option of getting back into
all
the
sorts of ways into there doing what you want to do,
there.
But make sure it's what you want to do and not what somebody else thinks you should do. Brian, thank you so much. That's Brian Mooney.
The Clare Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.